You know the directions. You just need to be and have the awareness and the patience in order to be successful.
This is the playbook.
So many people are looking for side hustles, looking for different ways to make money. And they'll ask me how, and I can't find the time. Why isn't this working out? I'm like, do what you do today better and you'll make more time and make more money to make the other thing happen with what you're doing now. My businesses all exist and all get downstreams. My intention has changed, meaning the activity, desire, and action that I'm taking, majority of time is moved into a different direction with my personal brand because I focused so much on the original stuff that I was doing. Now this brand feeds everything to this brand. This brand makes twice as much and I make even more. But it wasn't because all of a sudden I said, I'm just gonna focus on me. I'm gonna forget about all this that I built because it's not good anymore, because I found something that seemed more exciting. I did some consulting for Gulf Oil International. They had a client, $20 million client, new client, and they were draining them of resources, high maintenance client. And I'm talking to the CEO and he's like, what should I do? And I said, well, who's your best client? He said, well, we have this, you know, $2 billion client since the beginning, low maintenance. I spend less resources on the $2 billion than I do the $20 million. And I said, oh, that's simple then. He said, what? I said, fire the $20 million client. He said, yeah, but they'll go to our competitor and they'll someday be a $40 million client. I said, I know, but take your resources and put them over to the $2 billion client. You'll keep that client and they'll turn into a $4 billion client and still be low maintenance. And that $20 million client can go bleed your competitor. A lot of entrepreneurs, they get outside of themselves. And a lot of times it affects their equity positions because they're so desperate to collect money. When they don't need money, they need to create a pilot or develop more, and they end up taking in money and giving up too much of their company. And I have so many different examples of companies that when they are successful, the founder ends up with nothing because he moved too fast and wasn't patient. You know, you can get from San Diego to Maine at night just seeing 3 feet in front of you. You don't have to see all the way to Maine. You know the directions. You just need to be and have the awareness and the patience in order to be successful. Sometimes when we do things that seem like we're growing and expanding, it actually can be detrimental if we don't have the foundation to support it.